Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to protecting your family financially, trust Zurich. Get the advice you need from a financial broker today.
Tweet at DriveTimeRTE.
The government is due to proceed with plans to impose new rules on short-term property lettings with the aim of freeing up thousands of properties in the private rental sector. But today, one of the government's own representatives, Ireland South Fianna Fáil MEP Cynthia Ní-Mhúircheu, says that the short-term letting bill is not fit for purpose and claims it is already damaging our rural tourism industry. Well, to discuss this further, we're joined now by Cynthia Ní-Mhúircheu and also by Rory Hearn from the Social Democrats, and you're both welcome. Cynthia, what's the problem that you have with this bill?
Good morning, Sarah. I think it's well-intentioned, but I think ultimately from campaigning and listening to rural constituents in Ireland South, where I was elected, it will damage tourism and is damaging tourism in rural Ireland and is leading to great uncertainty for those short-term tourist-let providers.
And you think it'll damage tourism on the basis that it will take properties out of the short-term letting market and therefore tourists will have nowhere to stay, is that right?
That's exactly right. And I think bed nights in tourist areas are under huge stress at the moment because there is not planning permission being granted for the likes of hostels, glamping hotels, etc. And the short-term lettings are taking up the slack.
And obviously you're aware that the whole point of this bill is to take properties out of the short-term letting market, but to put them into the long-term letting market so that people have somewhere to live. Is that not more important that people have somewhere to live than people have somewhere to stay on their holidays?
I completely understand, Sarah. I want to make that clear to you and the listeners that we're in the midst of a housing crisis. I'm working with constituents on housing every day, but I'm also talking to tourist providers in rural Ireland, in Ireland South, and they are very concerned that this bill is going to cut off the supply of rural tourist accommodation overnight. And we have to be careful and learn lessons from the past. And sometimes we tend to react to crisis with radical actions, and that can cause other crises. I'm not the only one to say this now. If you read the research of Dr. Sarah Hamill of the School of Law in Trinity, she recently wrote that these regulations are an important step, but that gaps in the law remain. One gap in particular, just to explain to you and the listeners, is that corporate lets are typically longer than short-term lets, being at least 4 weeks, and they remain legal under the new rules. And corporate lets can also put pressure on long-term rental market.
Okay, so you think they should be included?
What I'm saying to you is that we need a fresh look at this. Okay. And I think the definition of the short-term lets under the definition section of which is head 4, which says a short-term tourist letting is a premises provided for consideration to one or more tourists for any period up to 21 days. That definition, as I'm looking at it as a lawyer, is arbitrary. It needs to be more nuanced. It needs to be more reasoned. We need to look at geography. We need to look at tourism figures. And of course, we know that the tourism sector is a huge revenue earner for our economy. In fact, it's the largest Indigenous industry. $5.3 billion will have been spent by international visitors whilst visiting this country in 2023. That's huge. And if we break that down, Sarah, we're talking about the little lady or the little man on a farm somewhere in rural Ireland who's renting out. It could be a log cabin, it could a shack, and it's a short-term
let. I want to bring in Rory Hearn. And it's radical legislation, Rory Hearn, that it could damage and is damaging already the tourism industry in rural Ireland.
I don't see it like that. If you look at the what is going on here, we know that the short-term lets and Airbnb are making a significant contribution to the housing crisis. The government's own figures say at least 12,000 homes could be brought back in if legislation was put in place that could, you know, reduce those. And to put that figure in context, that is six times the number of homeless families. We have 2,000 homeless families now. The higher figures have been put in terms of the number of properties that are being used on a long-term basis. And it's important to put this in context. This is talking about properties that are on a long-term basis being used For short-term lets. And we are seeing landlords evicting tenants, for example, then turning it into short-term lets and then reletting the property 2 years later in order to get the market rent. And it's being used in different mechanisms like this. I think the issue is actually the legislation is not going to work in terms of meeting the aims set out. In some ways, you could describe it as legislation that is designed to fail. Because, and I also don't see Cynthia's point. I'll explain that. First of all, what's required in the legislation is for those who are letting out their property up to 21 days on a short-term platform such as Airbnb to register with Bord Fáilte. They can do that. And again, to put the point to Cynthia, that they can register, and if they are a legitimate tourist letting property, then that doesn't change anything. So I don't see how this legislation will remove properties from the tourist market. But secondly, why it is designed to fail is because that is all that's required. And the real issue with, if you want to reduce properties being put out on Airbnb and turn them into long-term rentals, you need to enforce the planning laws, which require properties that are being held over, that are being used on Airbnb or short-term platforms over 90 days, or that are your second property you're letting out on a short-term basis. You have to get planning permission
okay,
for that.
Okay, so you're concerned that the legislation might not work.
There's no enforcement mechanism, exactly.
Okay, so I might come back to you, Cynthia, on that first point, which is that this is by government estimates, and depending on which figure you look at, the figure I found was 11,000, Rory is saying 12,000, but it's a significant number anyway of properties that could be brought back into the long-term rental market. And I, again, I have to put the question to you, is that not the ultimately the most important thing in the middle of a housing crisis?
Yes, it is very important, but I want to stress, and I'd ask Rory to produce the evidence that he has cited there that he's relying on to show that 12,000 short-term lets from the tourism market out of approximately 31,000 will actually be realised. I think if that figure is true and accurate, and if the assessment is there and the analysis, that this is something that's going to really hurt rural tourism. Could I just break this down, Sarah, for listeners? Between Tralee Town and Brandon Point on Dingle's North Shore, which I have driven many times in West Kerry, there are no hotels, not one. This is a 40-kilometre stretch. There's a handful of guest houses, nowhere near enough to accommodate the amount of tourists that make their way there, including myself every year. Most of the visitors stay in privately provided short-term lettings run by the platforms
like
Airbnb.
They'll have nowhere to go, and the businesses, Rory Hearn, in that area will have no tourists to cater to, and it's a lose-lose for everybody.
It is. And
sorry, I was bringing Rory Hearn on that point. Yeah, go on, Rory.
Well, first of all, as you said yourself, Sarah, we are in the midst of a housing crisis unlike this country has seen for many, many decades. And the question of homes, and I talk to people in rural Ireland, and you know, they are saying that they can't find homes to live in, even in areas of tourism. And part of the problem is that the planning legislation that covers short-term lets doesn't cover areas that aren't designated as a rent pressure zone,
okay, but
I might just
bring you back to the point that Cynthia is making, is that she's questioning whether there's actual evidence to show that if you put in this legislation, the people who are renting out their homes as short-term lets will actually go into the long-term rental market as landlords. We have a text here from someone saying, I know a few landlords who are in the short-term letting sector. There's no way they'll put their properties back into the long-term rental market. I know others who'll just get out of the rental market completely if there are more changes to the legislation. So is it possible that they make this change, and instead of we getting 12,000 more homes into the long-term rental market, that those properties are just sold, they're gone out of the rental market altogether?
Well, first of all, if a property has been let on a short-term basis, then it's not in the private rental market. It is not providing a home.
But it damages
the
tourism industry.
Accommodation.
Yeah, so it damages the tourism industry,
so, but
it doesn't achieve
the
point of giving long-term rental property to people in the area.
Well, if the landlord decides to sell the property, then someone is going to buy it and they're either going to live in it as a homeowner or it's going to be rented.
Okay, so let me put that back to Cynthia, because one of the things we hear, Cynthia,
yes,
is that you see these empty properties all around the country for months on end, and then during peak season they're rented out as short-term lets. Even if those homes are taken off the market entirely and sold, as Rory is saying, at least somebody is living in them all year round in the middle of a housing crisis. Is that not the most important thing?
Yes, it is the most important thing, but it's not so facile. Rory is putting forward a very facile argument, and it's not that simple. So some of the owners will sell, that's the point that Rory is making, but some of them will leave their property vacant and they'll be happy to pay the vacant property tax. And some of them, as I pointed out at the start of the interview, will use their property as a corporate let. And the other actions, look, the real solution here is to build houses, and that's exactly what Dara O'Brien is doing and what Fianna Fáil is doing. And if you look at a report today from the Banking and Payments Federation, information, it shows that in quarter two of 2024 is that there are 6,300 first-time buyer mortgage drawdowns. That's unbelievable. It's an average 100 drawdowns every day in quarter two.
Would, negate the need for this conversation, but we're not there yet. I'm afraid you can't, Cynthia, because we're over, I'm afraid. But thank you very much for joining us to discuss it. Loads of texts in on this. I'll get to some of those in a short while. But for the moment, Cynthia Nini-Waraku and Rory Hearn, thank you very much. And you can keep your texts coming to 51551.